Today is March the 4th, 2012. And it's been a very, very trying week for the Phillips family. I had food poisoning. I think it was from some catfish I ate. And I was definitely sick. Sickest I've been in a long, long time. But the Lord helped us, and Mark got sick. And he's still getting over, I think, a virus or something. And now Lizette's kind of feeling the weather. So we just had a tough week. So we would appreciate your prayers. And there's been other things that we've had to go through this week. We had our power off for 16 hours. We went through a little tornado was down the street from us here on 6 Highway and tore 15 telephone poles off like toothpicks. So God has definitely been protecting us, even though we've been going through all of this stuff. And you can hear Tulip in the background making her voice known. So anyway, do we have a selection? "232" is that favorite song. "Babylon Has Fallen." I'll tell you what, I'll be glad when Babylon falls for the last time. Hail the day so long expected, hail the year of full release. Zion's walls are now erected, and her watchmen publish peace. Through our Shiloh's white dominion, hear the trumpet loudly roar. Babylon is fallen, is fallen, is fallen. Babylon is fallen to rise no more. All her virgins stand with wonder. What is this that comes to pass? Murmuring like the distant thunder, crying, oh, alas, alas. Swell the sound, ye kings and nobles, priests and people, rich and poor. Babylon is fallen, is fallen, is fallen. Babylon is fallen to rise no more. Blow the trumpet in Mount Zion, Christ shall come a second time. Ruling with a rod of iron, all who now as those come by. Babel's garments we've rejected, and our fellowship is torn. Babylon is fallen, is fallen, is fallen. Babylon is fallen to rise no more.
233.
Amid the sorrows of the way, through starless night and cloudy day, this is my only stay. The Lord remembers me. The Lord remembers me. The Lord remembers me. I need not fear if he is near and still remembers me. The cares of life are crowding fast, and o'er my way their shadows cast. Earth is supports me to the last. The Lord remembers me. And on him let me cast my care. His guidance is a pleasure share. I'll never sink in dark despair, for he remembers me. The billows round me no more foam. The Lord above has given me calm. And now at rest in my sweet home, he still remembers me. The Lord remembers me. The Lord remembers me. I no more fear, for He is near and still remembers me. Heavenly Father knows all we need before we ask. Here our Heavenly Father knows and He cares. Here our Heavenly Father sees every sparrow when it falls. Here our Heavenly Father sees and He cares. See the lilies how they grow and the beauty they display. It is not to burn the rim, for He cares. When He waters with the dew, He'll be swimming in the He will do the same for you, for He cares. We find ourselves in need, and we to the Father flee. For He is our friend in need, and He cares. He'll be watching over us when we're sleeping in the dust. And He'll come again for us, for He cares. Out in the cold world, away from God, no signs of where man's feet have trod. With broken heart I try to pray that God would take my sins away. All of my prayers were chattering words, and really felt they were not heard. The more I felt to be denied, the more I prayed, the more I cried. In sinfulness away from home, spirit all broken and alone. No one to care, no place to flee. Where will I spend eternity? The answer came as I gave up, about to drink the bitter cup, that Jesus died on Calvary's tree, to save poor sinners just like me. And now I've seen Him on my way, that Jesus washed my sins away. As I live, I want to tell that Jesus has done all things well. When the storm in His fury on Galilee fell, and lifted His waters on high, and the faithless disciples were bound in the spell, Jesus whispered, "Fear not, it is I. It is I, it is I. Fear not, trembling one, it is I. In the midst of the sun, in the midst of the moon, fear not, trembling one, it is I." The storm could not bury that word in the way, but taught me the tempest to fly. It shall reach His disciples in every age, saying, "Be not afraid, it is I." When the spirit is broken with sorrow and care, and comfort is ready to die, then darkness shall pass and the sunshine appear, by the life-giving word, it is I. When death is at hand in the cottage of life, is left with a tremulous sigh, the gracious Redeemer will light all the way, saying, "Be not afraid, it is I. It is I, it is I. Fear not, trembling one, it is I." In the midst of the storm, in the midst of the world, fear not, trembling one, it is I.
have to remind herself that this earthly life is very temporary. Very temporary. Oh, they tell me of a home far beyond the sky. Oh, they tell me of a home far away. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. Oh, the land of cloudless day. Oh, the land of cloudless sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. Oh, they tell me of a home where my friends have gone. Oh, they tell me of that land far away, where the tree of life is shining eternal blue, shedding fragrance through the unclouded day. Oh, they tell me of the King in His beauty there, and they tell me that mine eyes shall behold, where He sits upon the throne that is white as snow, in the city that is made after gold. Oh, they tell me that He smiles on His children there, and His smiles will drive their sorrows away. And they tell me that no tears ever come again in that lovely land of unclouded day. Oh, the land of cloudless day. Oh, the land of an unclouded sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day.
Dear Lord, we pray You would be with us during this service in a special way. We pray that You would guide our minds, our hearts, and our thoughts in Your Word. And we pray that You would give us something that we can take with us to comfort us during this coming week. We pray in Your name. Amen. There's a lot of people that are struggling to achieve fame and financial success in this life, and they're putting a lot of energy into it. They're wanting to have all of this world's material goods, and they want to have all the accolades and the acclaims of the world, recognition of the world. Their priorities are different than those who have their hearts fixed on another city. There's a big distinction between those who have a heavenly vision and those who have an earthly vision. And seems like it's always amazed me how that even when people get down to the end of their life, they still haven't come to a full awareness of the fact that they are going to die very soon, that they are going to be on the other side. And all of this worry and concern over this life and material goods down here are not even relevant as it relates to eternity. There's a passage in Revelation, the 14th chapter of Revelation. And we're going to look through this chapter a little bit. This is interesting because this is thinking about the fall of Babylon this morning, and this kind of tells about that a little bit. But it talks about the dichotomy between the fall of Babylon and those who are looking for that heavenly city whose builder and maker is God. Verse 1 says, "Look, and I looked, fact, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000 having his father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder, and I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung as it were a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts, and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. These were they which were not defiled with women, for they were our virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouths were found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of the heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of water. And there followed another angel, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, that same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and faith in Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works who follow them. Well, I wanted to really focus on that particular verse. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord, henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works who follow them. One of these days we are going to rest. We're going to have an eternal rest. We have a rest. We rest in Christ now, but we are going to have an eternal rest that is going to be beyond all description when we come into the presence of our Lord. Now, if we look back in 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, and the 6th verse, you find it says here that no man may go beyond and defraud his brother in any manner, because the Lord is the avenger of all such, in whom we also have forewarned you and testified. Their works follow them, it says here in Revelation. Their works follow them. And we should seek to please God in our daily walk and our works toward Him. Now we also see in 2 Thessalonians 1:7, it says here, go back there to 2 Thessalonians 1, chapter 1, verse 7, it says, and to you who are troubled, rest with us, and the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. Look here in this chapter of 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. It says in verse 4, so that we ourselves glory in you and the churches of God for your patience and faith and all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that we may be found worthy of the kingdom of God for which he also suffered. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation for them that trouble you. And he says, then, and to you who are troubled, rest with us, for the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction before the presence of the Lord and in the glory of his power. But he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Wherefore also we pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified, and ye in him according to the grace of our God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we're talking about a heavenly vision versus an earthly vision. We're talking about a heavenly goal versus an earthly goal. We're talking about eternity versus just a short lifetime on the face of this earth. And we see back here in Revelation 14th chapter, again he says, I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works be called upon. Well, there's coming a day in every one of the Christian's life, in every one of the Christian's mind, where they will rest from their labors of this earth. There's coming a day when Babylon is going to fall. And it says in the 18th chapter here of Revelation, second verse, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen. Is fallen and has become the habitation of the devils and the hold of every foul spirit and the cage of unclean and hateful birds. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached into heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double you her double according to her works, and the cup which she hath filled to her double. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, and am no widow, I shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plague come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire. For strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her, and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. standing afar off for the fear of their torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise any more, the merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and pearls, and of fine linens and purple and silk and scarlet and all fire and wood, and all manner of vessels of ivory and all manners of vessels of the most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and heat and meat, beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. And the fruits that the soul lusted after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and godly men departed from them, and thou shalt find them no more at all. Merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, and saying, Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, for 1 hour so great riches has come to naught. Every shipmaster and all the company and ships and sailors and as many as trade by the sea stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness. Rejoice, O Lord, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on earth. Notice that he's admonishing all of God's people to rejoice when Babylon falls. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. Now, if you go on down to the 24th verse, it says, And in her was found the blood of prophets and the saints and all that were slain upon the earth. Well, God has avenged the blood of his servants through the fall of Babylon. And we see here that God's people are going to be ushered in to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And if you go to the 19th chapter, the 7th verse says, Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb to come, his wife has made herself ready. And anyway, we know that God is going to preserve his people. We know that Babylon is going to fall. The things of this world are going to pass away. People that are spending all their time on accumulation of wealth, and fortune, social status, power. I just use one example, Mitt Romney. He's seeking after earthly fame. Spending millions and millions of dollars to try to get to have the title of president. And he's working day and night to try to achieve this name, this power. What he doesn't realize is all this is not going to give him one iota of merit with God. This false religion that he's in is the false religion of Babylon. And one of these days, everything that he is pursuing after is going to fall. He's going to be one of those. And many like him who are seeking for this earthly fame and fortune and power are going to be those who are weeping and wailing and gnashing their teeth. But for those who are seeking heavenly things and are recognizing the inevitabilities of the fall of this doomed earth, are going to have rest in their spirits and in their souls. And it's going to be a great day when we are no longer living in Babylon. It's going to be a wonderful day when we come to stand face to face with our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords. Let's sing 116, Psalm 116.
I love the Lord because He heard my supplicating plea. While I live, will follow Him who bowed His ear to me. The cords of death on every side encompass me around. The sorrows of the rage of God, I grieve and trouble found. Then called I on Jehovah's name, and unto Him did say, deliver Thou my soul, O Lord, I do Thee humbly pray. The Lord is gracious and is just, our God will mercy show. The Lord preserves the meek in heart, He saves me when brought low. O Thou, my soul, do Thou return to Thine quiet rest, because the Lord has dealt in grace, His bounty has Thee blessed. Thou hast released my soul from death, my eyes from tears kept free. From falling Thou hast saved my feet, I live and walk with Thee.
Lord, may You go with us this week. May You encourage us in the lives that we're living in quest of an eternal city. We ask that You would grant us the insight into seeing eternity versus this world. We pray in Christ's name.